Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
Welcome to Dads Being Dads, episode 377 with your hosts, Randy and Jason. He's Randy, I'm Jason. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 2023.
You and your dates giving away our delay.
What's that? I know it does. And I just posted the show today, which was actually... I posted the show from right before Christmas where we started playing with ChatGPT. And yeah. I was legit... You can hear the disturbance.
The image worked, right?
Yeah.
You posted
Yeah.
Froze again. Your computer's still
working. No, it's fine. It's fine. And I was audibly disturbed by what the pictures that I was seeing on the Dally, which is also a link to that show.
Right.
Which was, I was like with the hands, and I remember that now as I was like, oh, yeah.
The extra teeth. Yeah. Right. So that picture really slaps, right? And that was cool.
That was 6 weeks ago.
You posted it on the Facebook and it showed the image for the show.
Wait, I posted it on Facebook?
Yeah, it does it automatically.
Oh, because you know why it does that? Because I set up if this, then that, like.
Yeah.
Ages ago, and I lost the if this then that password. Like, I can't stop that from happening anymore.
I can't stop. I can't. That's going to go on.
As long as I post
the
show.
Must be able to recover.
I tried. Well, this is probably 2 years ago now, but I tried, and I couldn't. I could. Oh, yeah.
This is the worst.
Oh, that's awesome. So I. So I think I might. Oh, somebody liked it. Who liked it? Let's see. Yeah, Hopwood.
Hopwood.
I might now take the title of every one of our shows and put it in the chat in the Dolly and create an image just off the title every time. I didn't for that one.
Brilliant idea. That'll really drive some. What's the lingo?
Engagement.
Engagement. That's brilliant. Yeah, that'll drive some engagement.
Oh yeah, that's wild.
Boy, so okay, first off, let's jump right into it.
But by the way, 373 shows, it's kind of wild. And you gave me three.
Is this a landmark?
Yeah, no, it's just a landmark. You gave me 376 in my email last night, so I can I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah,
and I have like some motivation to create some fun but the problem is I gotta pace myself because we have a backlog and I have a limited number of Dolly like
images.
Credits. That's
the word. Well, I could do a few, or you could get someone else to submit it.
Okay, yeah, or create another account and like, okay,
create another account. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Okay.
So yesterday, and it's that time of year again, right? The camp registration opened up for the summer camp, the local one that we use.
Okay.
And it filled up immediately.
What really?
And it filled up in like less than an hour, and then the website crashed, and then all this kind of stuff. So it's
did you get in
Stowe in the next town over? No, we did not.
Oh no,
there's still a session. There's 1 week that's open that we should be able to get into.
This isn't the one where you send the kids away for weeks on end.
No, that one's all taken care of.
Oh,
that one's
know a guy or something. Like, what do you mean take care of?
Well, we registered for that as they were leaving last year.
Oh, okay, that's it. Okay.
So once you're in, you can usually get back into those types of camps.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get you. Like, literally, as you're picking up your kids, they're like, so how about next year? You want to commit the many thousands of dollars to this? Sure, why not? You know, just go for it. So, but yes, then there's another. So they're away for the 4 weeks, which is fantastic, by the way. And then we've got 4 weeks with them, 4, 5, 6, I guess. It depends. Because they get home, they leave, like... last week of June, they basically school ends. They have about a week of nothing after school. Then they leave for camp, and then they get home with right at the end of June. No, right at the end of July, with probably a half a week left in July, kind of thing. So they basically have all of August and a smidge of the end of July left. And we'll do our vacation, our family vacation. So that'll take a week. And we should be able to get them into a week of camp, that day camp.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have 2 weeks. They will have, you know, you will have soccer stuff going on. But frankly, I've learned my lesson. And this is a pro tip. Don't ever give your kids a day off. I mean, they get the weekends and stuff. But if they don't have anything to do when you're working, it's the worst.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like the worst, depending on the kid. Mostly the worst. Like, they'll just, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's okay to just to let them get it, be like, sleep till noon or something, or do nothing and play video games for 6 hours. It's like, why aren't you, you got soccer tryouts like next week. Go run or something. Oh, I'm tired. You know, just nothing. No, it's not going to happen. But if you send them to a soccer camp where all the other kids are running around and kicking balls and stuff, they'd be like, come home all sweaty and worn out and psyched that they did it kind of thing. Just no self-motivation. They have to go to the soccer camp. So soccer camp might be on the list. I don't know. I don't know anything about soccer camps. Nothing. Don't know where, don't know when, haven't looked. It's too much. Like I got work to do. Can't they find their own camps?
Oh, you want them? What do you mean? You want them to find their own camps?
Yeah, I want the kids to find their own camps.
And register themselves and like, what are you saying here?
That would be ideal. That would be really ideal. We were looking at the WPI, that college camp thing that you sent your son to. And I think it's a little too much with the another 2 weeks. It's a full 2 weeks of away.
So
My son would be away for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And he would not like that. I think he would not like
that. It's a lot. I understand. Yeah. We're going away. I'm doing Philmont this summer, so that's going to be a full 2 weeks and 2 days away. I'm like, or something. I don't know. No, I'm going away.
It's a Boy Scout thing for those. Yeah, it's sorry. Scouts, BSA.
It's one of the high adventure camps. So we're going to fly out to New Mexico, I believe.
Colorado. And get nice and high before you go camp.
Yeah, I think that's true. And then, high elevation. And then, so we leave Sunday morning at like, I don't know, Saturday morning at like, 7 no it's like 6 a.m. or something. It's ridiculous, like, because the way flights got all expensive all of a sudden, and then we were gone for until 2 Sundays later. So that's a lot for me. So I have to take those 2 weeks off of work. You won't see me. No shows, and then come back, and then we have a week home, and then he's off to scout camp again. So he might not do scout camp this week, and it's kind of this summer, and it's kind of a lot, but he's gone for all the years, you know, many years in a row. So right. I don't know, but yeah. And then I think there's a week off, and then 2 weeks away, and then a week, and then scout camp. And then we're going to go a family vacation, and then it's captain's practices at school, and then back to school. Like, that's the summer.
For what?
For cross country.
For track?
Cross country. Yeah.
Captain's practices.
You know, they practice, but they can't hold practices because
the coach can't. Yeah, I believe the official rules are essentially the coach can't be involved.
Right.
So this is like is it a Massachusetts thing? Is it a United States thing? It's what I've learned actually is that a lot of these, like the school sports thing, is fairly unique to the United States. Like a lot of other countries, especially European countries, they don't have school sports. They have clubs that are totally separate.
Oh, really? What about like private schools? Don't they, like, a lot of the private schools make them
in the United States?
No, like the private school. Oh, but I thought that was like a boarding school, I don't know, British thing that every always had to take a, so what I'm looking for here, a sport or like some other extracurricular thing. Like, it's in all the shows. It's in like Wednesday. We watched Wednesday, and they had to they had to choose something. And there was some other show I'm thinking of.
Who's in Wednesday? Could be. Maybe the UK is like that. Maybe we stole it from them. But I know at least in the Netherlands, not because of the biking, just because I know people that were there.
Yeah,
school sports are not a thing. There is no school football, as in soccer. It's a club. There are these cool like clubs you join, and you stay in the club program like your whole life, kind of thing. Fancy places to go and hang out, and you know, they got cool facilities that the schools don't. What was I talking about? Sports camp.
Yeah, summer. It's like, well, here it is. Vacation. It's February.
I know.
In the summer.
It gets me every year. You know, we got to book.
Yeah, I know. Everything's. I know. Again, I said I'm booking our summer vacation house in November. Here it is February. I still haven't done it. Now I'm like, as I'm talking about it, I'm getting all panicked and agita about it, but we'll find something. We'll find something. We'll do it.
The old agita.
Yeah. The old agita, yeah.
Just get a, maybe we can borrow a van from, you know, the guy we know that has a van.
So, it is a van.
Coworker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, this is an interesting idea that my wife thought of, which I don't know if it's, you talk about like funny state things and whatnot.
I'm listening.
Yeah. She's like, if a kid's doing a sport after school, like soccer or cross country or something, couldn't they be exempt from the nonsense gym class? Maybe I shouldn't say the
we
nonsense.
We talk about this a lot.
But like exempt from the gym class.
And it's called physical education.
Yeah, but okay. But relative, I say nonsense and I shouldn't have, poor choice of words, admittedly. But relative to what they do in like a cross country or a soccer practice, gym class doesn't even compare, right? As far as like level of effort and fitness, in my opinion. I haven't been in gym class in a while, but from what my kids tell me, like juggling is a section.
At the risk of being overheard by my brother, who is the phys ed teacher at your son's school. Yeah, no, I would agree. And in fact, there's a common thing that I think kids in your town do as well, where a lot of the super brainiac types will take summer school phys ed.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and the reason they do it is because it's offered in the summer as a course, whereas the courses they want to take are not. So that way they can get rid of the credit.
That's and then they can take garbage.
The better courses during the school year.
The academic course. That's the ridiculous. Because the whole point of it is to like have a roundabout mental wellness, right? Like,
yeah, I get it. I know.
Huh.
I mean, I could make a totally different argument. Like, how come my kids can't get out of gym phys ed? Because they walk and bike to school.
Yeah.
Like, that should be an exchange, right?
No.
Why not?
You don't want that exchange.
Why not?
Because you, well, this is one of those things where I'm like, if you have that exchange, I understand what you're saying. You're going to get more kids that are walking to biking school, right? So perfect. However, you want them to be intrinsically motivated and walking bike to school, and it's on its own merits, not be, to get out of something else, because then they're just going to stop doing it and not really realize.
No, it makes no difference.
Ugh, I disagree with you.
It makes no difference.
Agree to disagree.
I'm not going to agree to disagree.
I hate that expression. People are just like, well, we'll have to agree to disagree. And then they move on. Like, it's all sorted.
I mean, this is every policy, right?
Yeah.
People won't, like, if you, well, I hate to use the car analogies, right?
Let's go.
If I have a nice, clear path, we have a nice wide road, and we have no sidewalks, then people are going to drive. Just like the whole Acton Post and all this kind of stuff. If you have no roads, just go to the other extreme. If you have no roads and nothing but sidewalks, then people are going to walk because you can't drive. So then there's a mix in the middle, right?
I think they'll drive over or they'll demand roads. To be honest with you, I don't think the lack of sidewalks would be an impediment to those who wanted to drive.
No.
They'll just drive as close as they can and then, like...
No, the lack of sidewalks would not... You're not listening. Mm. If it was all roads and no sidewalks, everyone would drive.
Yeah.
Drive. If it was all sidewalks and no roads,
people would still drive as close as they could to that, and then just like walk the minimum amount. I don't really think it would.
Oh yeah, yeah. They would drive as close as they could. Yeah. I'm literally take it to the extreme. There are none. Like
in the world ever. How do you? Like, but what about ambulances?
What about them?
Then they can't get to me to save me from my own coronary.
What about emergency vehicles?
All right, yeah, all right. I know.
So just that's the extreme. So now, but you're right, though. They do this around schools, and they've been doing this in Europe. They would drive as close as they can. So they have been shutting down the areas around schools and preventing people from driving in.
Yeah.
So you no longer have this circle that goes right up against the building, the streets, and the areas around the school you can't drive into. And people realize, like, oh, you know what? Well, I'm going to either dump my kid off a few blocks away and they can walk, which widens that circle.
Yeah.
So now there's no clusters of vehicles, but you're forcing them into this choice.
Yeah.
Or they might just say, you know what? I can't get anywhere near your school, so just walk.
Yeah.
Just walk there.
Yeah.
And it's safer because now there's no more vehicles.
Where are we going with this? So I forget.
We're talking about policy choices, like in affecting people's decisions by changing the environment so they can choose. You said it would be a bad thing if we gave them credits. Like, it would be a bad thing if we gave them gym credits for walking to school. And I'm saying it doesn't matter.
Oh, I see.
I'm saying it doesn't matter how they did it. Yeah. If you get them doing it, it's a net good effect. Now, getting out of gym class, is it a fair exchange for walking? Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe they get a partial credit. Yeah. Maybe they do some, you know, whatever. Maybe it boosts their grade in phys ed. You know, maybe they get to skip a couple classes and do art. Something. There's some fair. Yeah. There's some exchange. I totally think it's the same thing with, like, you rolling your eyes, but, you know,
no,
it's,
I'm not
it's
rolling
like getting
my eyes
a,
at that. I'm rolling at my.
What?
My son got his report card.
You're looking at the report card?
No, I'm not right this second, but my son got his report card, and he it's good. All of his grades are up, except in, like, gym class went down from an A to a B+, and then you're like, get his grade up. I'm like, how the heck do you not get an A in gym class? I'm like, were you skipping class? And so you're like, I'm like, yeah, can we have him bike to school to get that grade up? You triggered me.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, come
that's,
on.
Now that's your platform, yeah.
And I asked him. I was on LinkedIn and I asked him, I asked him, like, what, like, can you talk to your teacher? He's like, no, I don't have that class anymore. No. And I'm like, but can you, like, figure
that's
out what's going on? Like, yeah. And he's like, no, I'll never see that person. Like, it's over. It's beyond.
It's
like,
over.
It's like,
I
what?
Got the same. I got the same. I get the same.
But I'm
stuff
also like, how is your gym over? Like, I just, yeah. I don't know.
Not interested. That's in the past. Yeah.
I'm also,
all right.
I'm like, aren't you curious? Like, how do you get a B in gym, B plus in gym? Oh, man. I mean,
we don't have to talk about specifics on report cards, but we got the recommendation forms for the classes for next year.
Yeah.
Where the teachers say, like, honors this. And,
yeah.
And what our school does, two levels. They do CP for college prep and honors.
Yep.
That Acton did a bunch of levels.
Well,
but
they used to. But I guess I guess that's new coming up. So
is this on your platform as well?
So you know, well, I want to talk about it. I don't even know if I should. But here's the thing. So 2 weeks ago, I was at the school committee meeting, and I'm not on the board, right? So I'm not even voted in yet. And it's going to be months. That's down the road. So I'm like, whatever. I'll talk about it because it's all public. You can watch it on YouTube. And, well, here's why I don't know. I don't know if all the facts of what the second part is all, and I'll get back to that. But they said, oh, we're gonna make this more under the, I probably shouldn't say anything. Who cares? Under the guise of equity, we're going to get rid of, we're gonna allow easier overrides, and we're going to, some of the things, and just so that more, underprivileged, or, you know, kids can, because this is a problem, right? Nationwide is that the minority groups aren't as well represented in the honors programs, right? In the upper level classes. So, and how do they get in there? Well, there are smart minority kids. It's just they don't have the opportunity and then they don't have the advocacy and whatnot to get them there, right? That's the argument. Then, which is somewhat flawed, but anyways. So then I find out, okay, so they're going to allow, get rid of the overrides. They're going to allow this. So there's more baseline for these. And then I find out today, well, they're going to get rid of the AE program. So it's like, what? You're not.
What's AE?
That's the middle one. It's going to be either CP or honor. So it's not going to be like, you're not going to put bubble kids that were going to maybe make it into AE into the honors kid program because they're going to get destroyed. They're going to fail out. So it's like, there's no equity here. It's a bunch of freaking lip service that they're just like, taking away. They're just like, oh no, we're not going to take a program away. So now it's more equitable and then everyone or a lot fewer people have any choice. And this is my whole problem.
There's
the
Simpsons joke about this, right? Because remember when they put Bart in like the special class?
Well, that was the first season or second season when he goes into the gifted program.
And he's like, how are we going to catch up by going slower? Because the whole premise was like somehow that class was going to catch up with everyone else. But of course they're not going to, they're not going to catch up. That's the whole point. Like, And this is just reality. Like I get it. It's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
To say, but I tell my kids this all the time. Like you're going to be at the level you're at. You want to make it doesn't you don't win life by being first in school.
Yeah.
Like that just gives you.
It opens doors. Like it gives you more
doors.
It gives you more opportunities. Right.
Gives you more opportunities. Yeah. I'm coming up with all this stuff on my own. You get, you know, maybe you get more pay faster kind of thing because you learn stuff quicker. Yeah. So really, there's benefits to it for sure.
Yeah.
But you're not going to, it doesn't mean like you're going to be living in poverty. It just means you're second string. I don't know. Like,
well, it's not even, this is the thing for me. My whole thing, I'm sorry, you finish.
Yeah, well, the sports analogies are bad because sports are way too exclusive, right? You have to be the best or you don't play. That's just not how education stuff works. Like, if you learn the subject matter, eventually you get it, you know, you're good.
Yeah.
What honors classes get you? They get you to, you get to learn more stuff faster, and then you get to know more stuff sooner, and then you get to get admitted to a cooler college or something to where you have to work just as hard. Like, it never gets any real easier.
Yeah.
It's not like you just end up working harder and learning more, and then it's like, oh, that's easy now. And then you just do more harder stuff. Like, it just keeps getting.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would really be any easier for the kids that didn't take the honors classes. Like, I think a lot of kids would step up. But this is where you mentioned earlier, easier overrides is a terrible idea. Like, the whole point of the program of teachers making recommendations is that they look at the kids holistically and say, I don't think they're prepared for, maybe not intelligence wise, but like critical thinking wise and skills around self-management and stuff to do the work that we're going to be throwing at them in these honors classes. Like, they have to be able to manage their own time and do all this stuff. And then so they're like, you know, I recommend them for CP, no big deal. And then the parents come in and override all of it, and then all of it goes to hell. So, well, the point of my story originally was, so we got this, I got this email from the school that says, oh, the recommendations are in. My son told me nothing. And so I clicked on all the things and I went in and looked, and he's getting recommended for more honors courses. So he's only in one right now, and they added two more, I think.
That's too many.
And, well, but this is the best part. So then I asked him about it later, and I found out that there's another one. There's a third course where his teacher said to him, I'd like to recommend you for the honors class next year. What do you think? And he said no. so he said no. So on this form.
But do you know why he said no?
No, of course not.
Is it because of social reasons?
It could be. Yeah. And I thought about that. I thought about that after. In fact, I thought about that like right before the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking to myself, wait, does he know who's in that class? And he's thinking about it. Yeah. I don't think he thought that far ahead. I don't think it is for
you. Don't think
reasons.
So? See, to me, no. I don't have a problem with that, really. Like, I think, and this is my point on some of this stuff, is like, you want kids to be accurately placed so that they have to try and be engaged, but also so that they can be successful, right? And
of course.
And then they get the self-confidence and everything else. I think.
Yeah.
If you talk about my son a little bit, I think we might have pushed him a little bit farther, pushed him a little bit in math when we shouldn't have. And now it's like playing catch up, and he kind of is like, he comes up with this, like, I can't do it stuff. And so I'm a little bit like, what did I do? But also, like, he doesn't put a lot of effort in, and now he is putting effort in. And like I said, his grades have gone up. So I think that cycle, that circle or feedback loop there, that's what I'm looking for, is maybe starting
definitely
to kick in.
Feedback loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
and it's not a straight path. There's no flat incline. It's just jaggedy.
It's much up and down.
you get kicked back down the hill a couple of times.
But I think, and what he does not have, and I think that's a part of the school district here, is the size of the school district is, he does not have a social group that he can lean on and pull himself into or out. Like, hey, I'm having trouble with this. You know, what's my study group look like? Right. And he doesn't have like that. And he knows like one or two kids in each of his classes. And whereas if your son is like, I want to be in this class with all my friends and we're going to study and we're going to kick butt because we're all working hard on the same thing. And then that sort of, they pull each other up. They pull each other along. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
So. I do think a lot of his friends are in the honors classes. I think he has friends in both.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then I'm telling them to quit being lazy and work hard.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'd like to see it in increment. And I'm basically just trying to follow the teacher's recommendations. Yeah. He's worked harder. He's improved his work. And so they kind of warned him. Like, the counselors kind of warned us. They're like, you know, if he keeps this up, they're going to recommend him for more honors classes. Like, as sort of a heads up, because that's going
to... And you want that, though, right? You want him to be...
You want it, yeah. But you got to kind of ease into it, right? Because if we hit him with too many at once, then the workload coming off a summer is always a problem.
Yeah.
Coming off a summer, it's just like they're still in summer mode, and they're not ready for, like, hey, day, first day of school, you've got to read a book. Do, you know, you can read a book.
Yeah. You mean tonight?
I laugh about it because I don't think I ever read a single book in high school. Like, I faked it through English classes through all of high school. I did book reports on things that I never read. Like,
really?
Crazy.
Really?
I would do Cliff Notes book reports sometimes. Yeah. I don't know why I just never felt like reading the books, and I just never did.
I mean, I definitely did not appreciate any of that stuff when I was that age. Like, I'm so much more like, I want to read these books now. And when I sit down, I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I can't think of some examples, but well, I mean, any book really. Like, I didn't, give me an example of something I read. I read something by Ernest Hemingway. I read now, or I listen to books now for like the subject matter. I'm interested in this subject matter. I want to listen to a book on that subject. Right. And I never would have in the past. It would just been like, that's too much work.
I mean, by some miracle, both my kids will read a ton. I don't know how it happened.
Still?
My daughter reads all the time. My son isn't reading as many physical books as he used to, but he still listens to books.
Okay.
When he has a book for class... Like now, I think because they read so much when they were younger, now when he gets a book for his literature class, they call it now. Yeah. Never know to call it English or ELA or something.
ELA, yeah.
He just plows through it. Like I see him, he's just sitting there in his room, like plowing through the book. Like, okay, great. Yeah. Me? I wouldn't have done that. I would have been like, it would have just sat. would have sat in the corner until the last night and be like, I can't read.
Especially if I had now the internet, like... I'd be like, give me the 4-minute YouTube video that describes this book, right? Like, forget it. I'm not going to sit down and read All Quiet on the Western Front. Like,
that might be,
get out of here.
Right. Quiet on the Western Front. That might be a good thing to do even before. Like, if I could go back, I'd be like, yeah, let's go watch the movie. Mm. Let's read the Cliff Notes. And then let me read the book.
Yeah.
And then I'll get all the details mixed up. Like, Sigourney Weaver. No, that's. Yeah.
No, the other night, so my daughter had to read, she read a book and she read Ender's Game. She's like, I need to pick a book. And I had recommended they pick me this book. So the Ender's Game, and she's like, oh, I got 50 pages to read, or 40 pages to read tonight by tomorrow. I'm like, you kind of put yourself against the wall, didn't you? And she's like, no, I'll be fine. And so she sits down a half hour and reads like 20 pages or whatever. And then at the end of the night, it's getting on bedtime and I'm like, listen, and she's like, got the audiobook playing in her room while she's reading the book to follow along. So she's like, you know, and I'm like, that counts to me. I don't care.
That's genius. Yeah. My daughter does that too.
Yeah. It's a little slower. Like, she said it's faster, but I don't know how it's faster.
I think that's another thing that I would have loved to been able to do. And maybe it's just because the audiobooks kind of existed, but they were on cassette tapes or something. And we have to go to the library and borrow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be possible. Right now you just kind of like typeety-typeety-type.
Yeah.
But we complain. This is a great example. So our kids, all kids essentially now, all Western civilization kids, I guess, have these access to the entire internet in their pocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's absurd, right? If we were kids, I remember going to the library and getting encyclopedias and being all psyched. Look at this crazy stuff in here. I can learn things. And my son leaves for school the other day, and he has AirPods, those earphone things. Yeah. And I want to punch myself for ever even getting them for him because I'm turned into those parents. Little Apple things dangle out of your ears. They're sitting there. Anyway, so he's leaving for school, and I look. He's getting on his bike, and he's got headphones in, but there's a wire attached to them. And I'm like, what are you wearing the wired headphones for? And, you know, one, why are you wearing headphones to school? But I'm over that. Like, he's beat me to death on that one. And he's like, oh, my AirPods, they just don't sound good anymore. They sound like garbage. You know? Like, they don't work, right? And like, what are you talking about? I don't know. They just don't work anymore, so I just don't use them. Like, you just don't use them? Like, it was like $100 for those things. You're just going to, like, put them aside? Like, you have the whole... this was the thing. Like, you have the whole internet in your pocket. So I just, you know, I'm quickly, like, Googling stuff, like, how to clean your AirPods and sending him links. Like, are you kidding? Just do any of these things. Because I looked at him. They're sitting at his desk in his room.
Yeah.
Right? Open the thing up. I look at him. And what do they look like? They are caked with disgusting earwax. Like, you know, quarter inch of just blood over this. Like, this is so filthy. This is disgusting.
And it's is that why they didn't work? They just were like,
that's why they don't work. Yeah, they don't sound good anymore because he's cleaning his ears with them, basically.
Oh, gosh.
Like, this is so gross, dude.
So did you clean him and did it fix him?
I don't know if he has yet.
Oh,
because he didn't reply to my instructions, and that was like yesterday. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so now that's out of sight, out of mind. Right? Could, if he thinks of it later, he'll come back to me and be like, hey, can you tell me where you found that article about how to clean AirPods? And I'm like, no, just, you have the whole internet. Like, I don't think, and I was actually thinking about this the other day. I don't think they're good with, like, the search engines. And we've been sitting on Google for years and years and years now. We, like, our generation. And there were some jokes about this, how our generation has been on both sides of the technology. So now we're both teaching our parents how to use the printer and our kids how to use the printer, which is really funny. And, like, search engines were one of those things we grew up with. Like, we had to learn how to type things into Google to get the answers we want.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've been trained how to ask it questions and how to just, and what things stand out. We've been trained. They have not. And the next sort of logical thing, like this ChatGPT stuff and all this AI stuff they're training on, makes way more sense for the newer generations, in the sense that they can just be like, hey, AirPods not working, you know, and it'll be like, here's how you clean them. Like, just, it'll give them the answer they want when they're like, sup, brah, you know. It'll be like, yeah, I know what you want. I know exactly what you want. It'll know it. And they won't have to sift through weird ads and weird answers and weird bait links to blog sites to generate advertising revenue. It'll just be like, yeah, this is how you clean them.
Yeah. Huh. It's also weird, like, I do remember, like, we had to, like, have hacks and, like, if you want this word and that word, and that stuff mattered. Like, And we'd have use the or sign or use the and or the plus or whatever, and then parentheses and quotes. And now you just start typing something and it's like, it finishes your thought for you. And you're like, this isn't the thing. Like, how does it even know what I wanted to type? And it's right.
So it's right. But if you think about it, it's pretty good at auto completing what it thinks you're searching for, it, simply because other people have searched for it and it's up at the top.
I know why. I don't, I mean,
because we do this stuff at work, right?
Yeah.
However, the results aren't always what you want. So it'll come back with, you know, you'd think, hey, if you know exactly what I'm going to ask, why isn't the top result the one that I want? And why don't you just take me straight there?
Money, man.
Like, why don't you just, but money, but also, you know, because they want to show you the ads. Excuse me. They want to show you the ads. Yeah. But also, it's like, I think this maybe is the next kind of thing. You can ask, you know, you can ask Siri, you can ask Alexa. And maybe we'll do more of that. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know. I don't even know if they'll get used to doing that. They, as in this generation of kids that are just like, sup, bro?
My daughter tonight, another daughter, she's sixth grade, was working on some project and she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, well, let's break the question out. Like, right. And it was an ELA question, right? And I can't remember really what it was, but it was like, okay, well, what does associated mean? I'm like, I think you do know what associated means, but I'm going to play along with you, right? And not just like tell you you know what you say you don't know. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So go look it up. She gets out of her chair and walks over to, hey, Google. I'm like, no. And it's like the stupid thing for me to, like, a stupid thing for me to even say. Like, this definition that it's going to tell you is less valid than the one I'm going to make you go look in the dictionary. She's like, I hate using it. And to be honest, I don't even know that we have a dictionary. She's like, I'm just going to look it up on my computer. I'm like, fine. Like, but it was such a dumb thing.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
okay.
Yeah, but what's the difference? I mean,
Right? No, I think it's okay. I think they should just, they could ask Alexa to look it up. What drives me crazy is when they're like having Alexa do all of their own work for them.
Hey, Alexa, what's 7 times 3? Hey, Alexa, what's seven times three? And you're like,
right. Looking up, but that's where maybe they don't know the difference. Is that if you're looking up a definition, there's no other way. You can't learn it by, you could learn it by maybe, well, why don't you spend a minute thinking about the suffix and prefix and blah, blah, blah. Like, you could do that sort of thing. But otherwise, it's just rote. Yeah, I need to know what this means. But obviously, if you're asking Alexa to do math for you, then you're skipping some steps. And if you ask ChatGPT to give you answers, it might lie to you very confidently as well, which would be funny.
Can't get into ChatGPT anymore.
I don't know. It's all restricted because it uses too much computer stuff.
You can join it. You can pay for it.
You can pay.
Yeah, you can get ChatGPT.
Because they're consuming so much power to run the thing. It's crazy. I, for one, am hoping we can get all that stuff stuffed into some animatronic robots that roam around our house running on like a nuclear core. And then I can ask it stuff.
I mean, what's the difference between that and having a dock that's sitting on the kitchen counter, right? Like, and I have one in 5 rooms, except only one has a screen, right? Like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, why does it have to roam? And why does it have to be a nuclear power?
Why do we have to anthropomorphize it, you mean?
I guess, yeah.
Because then it could do other things.
So then why don't we just have one giant microphone and speaker that goes throughout the whole house?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. This is weird. But yeah, I'm on board. It's funny, the stupid robot at work, you know, this thing that robot thing is in the hall that vacuums.
The hall cleaning one? Yeah, I love that thing. Yeah.
I know, but it's hilarious. Like, I just go and, like, I talk to it whenever I walk by. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Does it say stuff?
No, it doesn't. No.
Oh. Yeah, hey, what's up? If you walk in front of it, it'll kind of avoid you and stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm just going out the door. Like, I don't go by it that often, but I pretend it's like.
I see it every morning, yeah.
Oh, when you come in, I pretend.
I think it's always on the second floor. Do they move it around?
I mean, I've seen it on the third floor, but.
There's a cleaning robot.
Yeah.
Does it take the elevators? That'd be crazy. There's this robot that they must have bought during COVID at our office.
Yeah.
It just, and it maps the floor. There's a picture. There's like a map of where it's been on its top.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of diagramming where it's going. And it's you know, it's sanitary theater, right? It's a big Roomba. I think it's vacuuming.
You think it's theater?
Oh, totally. Do you think it's accomplishing anything? Is it doing some air filtering? Is it spraying Lysol everywhere?
Oh, is that what it was? I just figured it was a tall vacuum.
I think it's a tall vacuum, so it has more room, but I think it's also doing some air filtering.
Oh.
I think it's doing some UV light stuff.
Well, how is it air filtering at like 2 feet high?
But why would they run that vacuum around when there's cleaning people that show up at 5 p.m. and vacuum everything again?
Do they vacuum that? I guess you're right. I guess
do they vacuum the hallways? Yes, they do.
They do. I don't know. I've never, like...
Yeah. This stupid little robot's just roaming around because someone...
Vacuum. Like, I thought they got it during COVID because they weren't having people in the building and working and stuff. And
no, I think it has extra, like, virus-killing properties.
Properties.
So I think it has...
It's got extra skills.
I think it has like a, well, more specifically, I think it has like one of those UV lights in it.
Okay. Yeah. The UV stuff. I love it. Let's not go down that alley.
That's why it's so funny, because it's this one stupid robot's going to save all of us by putting around the
slowly
hallway.
Slowly moving.
At this ridiculously slow speed. It probably takes a half an hour to go from one end of the building to the other.
Oh, I bet it's slower than that.
It's a foot wide, you know? Yeah. Like, what is this doing? Just nothing. It's stupid. It's show. It's theater. That's what I said.
See, that's the thing is, like, I want to I want to make that thing act like a person. I want it to talk back. I want it to, like...
That's what I'm saying.
I want it to have, like, ID and be like, hey, Jason, how's it going? Like, and, like, just like, the, like, I want the doors to do when we get there. Good morning,
and
Jason.
And a person.
Have a wonderful day. Break your record for closed Jiras. Like, yeah.
Right, right, right. But and be maybe be snarky sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Nice shirt.
Be great.
Didn't you wear that yesterday?
Yeah, that'd be even better if it remembers everything. It just walks around the office like, hey, gonna change your pants someday?
Yeah. Dude, it's 40 degrees out. You really need to be wearing shorts? Put some lotion on those knees. They're looking a little pasty.
I saw you checking her out. Let's be professional, okay?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, wow. Good that's stuff. Amazing. And then it can catcall us if we opt in for that mode.
If we opt in.
Woo! If we looking consent, good. I guess, to catcalling, because it's a pick-me-up. So, yeah.
I mean, making some coffee would be sweet. If you could just make me some coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or some kind of See, this is the thing. I think we need to automate more in the office.
And then, could we? I would get in trouble with HR. That'd be weird. And then what do you do? Just kind of reprogram it.
There's some options. So I had fun that camp. One day. Yeah, I had fun that one day. Come up with ideas on the door. Yeah. Summer's gonna come here and could be gone before we know it.
We covered camp. We covered. School failures.
Polar vortex. Children. Polar vortex was funny. They're like people were like really freaking out about it. But do you know anybody
it's
who
cold here?
No. Like last when it was -10 or -15.
Yeah. The Saturday. I mean, I was. Let's see. I went out. I ran on Friday when it was cold. There was definitely people freaking out about it. There were a lot of burst pipes.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, and I'm sure if you knew a plumber, they were pretty busy.
Yeah.
And
my neighbor's heat went out on him because the condensate pipe froze, which I didn't. Yeah. I went over there for like 2 minutes, and he's like, "I got the heating company. They're going to be here in 20 minutes." I'm like, "All right, well then let's not, you know, muck around with it." If he was going to be, he's got a baby at home.
Right.
Like a couple months old. So he had a fireplace going. So he was like, we're on this one room. I'm like, it's going to get real bad. Like all the pipes are going to freeze and stuff. So, and then I was like, why is this all frozen over here? That's weird. And he's like, oh yeah, I noticed that too. But, and then it turned out to be that the condensate pipe had frozen. And I was like, oh, we were close and we could have probably saved you a couple $100 if we did keep digging, but
yeah,
we didn't. So, but, burst pipes, a lot of burst pipes in town. The Tesla was not happy. My wife took it to New Hampshire for a, gymnastics meet. And then it was like an hour away. So say 60 miles and she left and it had at least twice that. And she gets up. No, yeah. I had to have more. It had at least three times that in it on the battery because we're like, yeah, I think you'd be fine. You don't need, you'll be able to get there and back without having to charge or anything. Well, she gets up there and she's like, it says I'm not going to be able to get back. I'm like, that's fine. There's a charger, right? Like 4 minutes from where you are, you can just charge up for 10 minutes and then get on the road and be fine. So she gets there and it's like 10:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night. And she's like, it's saying it won't charge because it's too cold. And I'm like, uh-oh, now what are we doing? Right? Yeah. I was like, can you get to Littleton? Yeah.
So you need power to like run the battery heater. Does it have a battery?
It does. So it would have it would have taken a really like she couldn't get the battery to warm up, like the whole thing. It was just not. Yeah. So there's your limitation. EVs in the frigid real. And it was like -10 here. -10, right. -12, something like that. And so I was like, just drive to Littleton. Maybe you can drive closer. And she's like, oh, yeah, it says I can get there. And so she got there with like 5%. And I actually got in the car and I met her there. I didn't tell her I was going to, but I was like, cause I didn't want her to freak out. But I was like, if she can't get to Littleton, I don't want her on the side of the road. Cause she had a couple kids with her and a neighbor.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll go meet her and I'll, if she gets
there. Don't you have AAA?
Yes. But it was pretty cold. So I was just like,
yes. Yeah. Well, this is what we talk about all the time, right?
Yeah.
you people go out, they get in their motor coach, they run from their house to their motor coach, they started it from the window first with their remote starter.
Yeah.
It's like negative 20. And then they break down on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere in New Hampshire and they freeze to death. I mean, does this happen a lot? No, but has it happened? I'm sure, probably. But still, you're wearing Crocs. Like, ugh, kids.
I did.
How many people are wearing Crocs in that? I mean, still, in that weather, like, it's negative 20 outside, you're wearing Crocs?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. I got home and we got home and all that, and then I was getting ready for bed, and I'm like getting undressed, and she's like, "What are you doing? Why are you wearing long johns?" I'm like, "It's freaking cold. I had no idea what I was getting for. If I got stuck and I was the one sitting there waiting for the car, I didn't want to be freezing. Like, I had a hat, gloves. Right. Like, I was like, it's like, really? I'm like, Holly, like, it's negative 10 out. I did not want to be a problem.
We are Boy Scouts.
That's be prepared. There's no bad weather, just bad clothes. So.
I mean, that's the kind of thing where you're like, well, I mean, when we would go skiing, this is sort of related, but not related. We'd get all our ski gear on, and I wouldn't turn the heat on in the car and like leave the windows open and stuff. Like, and it's funny because everyone would be confused. Oh, I'm going to be so hot in the car. I'm like, no, you won't.
What?
Won't be hot in the car. Won't turn the heat on. And that's the thing. It's really strange to me that you really think like nothing could possibly happen. Even if you're just slightly inconvenienced, if your car breaks, even if you're in town, you're near places, and it's minus 20, and you've got to walk with your Crocs and socks and shorts and, you know, nothing else.
I did,
two blocks. Like, you're going to be hurting just anything.
I know. And to me, I'm at the stage of my life where I, like, overdress for stuff, and I'm like, I'd rather be a little bit warm than not, than just borderline. Like, what's the harm in
change a tire, or even if a AAA comes and changes your tire and you're trying to like stand outside, and or he's like, can you shut your engine off while I change the tire, because I don't want this thing, you know, going into gear. And
right,
but I'm cold. I've got to run the heater. Great.
Politics is interesting. We don't really need to talk about that, though. State of the Union tonight, balloon stuff was interesting.
The balloon stuff is interesting.
Yeah. Do you hear China's telling us to give the balloon back now?
Are they really?
They're like, that's not your balloon. Give it back. I'm like, what? That's some brazen, like.
So it wasn't just a weather balloon. It was really like a
spot. I guess they have now. They have the balloon, right? They got, we got possession of it. I guess it was like 60,000 feet high, though. You realize how high it was? Did you know that?
Yeah, it was pretty high.
But that's like,
because it was a, that's why they weren't shooting it down, because it was above all the flight paths and stuff.
Yeah, but I also don't understand. Like, how did they even get a jet that high? Do we have jets that can fly that high?
Oh, yeah. The F-22s will go to 58,000 feet or something.
Okay. Look at you with the details of
I saw some
thing
about it.
Oh, okay.
Because everyone's
see, this is what I mean. All I typed in was how high can, and the next thing is F-22 fly or fighter jets fly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so we've probably spent $1 million of taxpayer money to shoot a balloon down.
It was an exercise.
I know, you could say it's training, which is good.
It takes me 10 miles. Like, that's the unit on the stupid Lockheed Martin site. The unit is 10 miles. Now, I got to convert
Which is about 58,000 feet, yeah.
Yeah, but no, it would be 52,000, wouldn't it? 52,500 and... I mean, of all people, Lockheed Martin should know that not to give me the number in a unit that makes sense.
Ooh, I guess you're right. Blow. It would be 53,000. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. 52,000.
That was a reference to Lockheed Martin miscalculating a conversion and crashing a Mars lander.
Oh, boy.
That was mean of me. It shouldn't have been a low blow.
So, yeah, they can fly pretty high. And, of course, they could probably shoot their missile higher, not have to worry about it.
It has super cruise, which propels this jet to speeds greater than Mach 0.5 without the use of afterburners. It's pretty wild, man, when you think. Like, and this jet does not look like much. And it's going at 10 miles high at Mach 1.5, which is fast.
Yeah.
And it can go for a really long time, for extended periods of time. Mankind, man.
Not much in those things. I know. Well, we've been, and just think, we did all this cool stuff just to kill other people is the amazing part.
And balloons.
That's the best part. They shot a missile at it.
Yeah.
But it didn't explode.
Right? Oh, the missile didn't explode. Yeah. So I want to know, where did that missile go?
Where did the missile go? Yes, that was my next question. Like, did they send a missile at it that just ripped the balloon so it fell down? Did it have, like, knives on it? Did they remove the warhead from the missile?
I mean, yeah.
So did they just shoot a dummy at it? And did it just then just fall off into the ocean? Is it now sitting at the bottom of the ocean?
No, they. I mean, it was 47 feet deep where it landed. That I did hear. So they can get that. I mean, you could get
47. I meant the missile.
Oh.
Yeah, where did that missile go?
That's weird, you know? And to me, I'm like, wait a second. Why didn't you just, like, capture the balloon or catch it or something? Like,
correct.
What? I mean,
well, because it's going too slow. They'd have to send... You know, this is another Simpsons joke about this, right?
What? Really?
Wasn't that another episode? There was a balloon flying around, and they flew some fighter jets past it, and it was like, oh no, it was the old timey plane they were trying to catch. And the old timey plane was going too slow, and they just went flying right past it. Yeah, like, it's going too slow. So what do they do? How do you catch it? You'd have to send a blimp after it or something. But
I see what you're saying. Like, anything that you tried to, like, catch it with would just basically go right through it because it's going at a...
Right. like the missile.
That's hilarious. Right, I didn't even think about... That's true. I was like, you can't fly a helicopter up there, right? There's no air to, like,
it's too high.
Helicopter to grab onto, right?
You'd have to send another balloon after it. And then you...
They're chasing each other in balloons. Oh, man. The comedy. Oh, gosh.
I don't know if this balloon had, like, any guidance. I think they just kind of...
They can, I don't think, right? I mean, I guess you could...
Well, you know, you could. You could put little...
Fans on
it. Of course
there,
it could. Like a blimp. Yeah, you could put little motors on it, but I don't think it had...
I don't know that it had... You have to put, like, a lot of fan... I mean, balloons are not really, like... You can't just be like, I'm going to go that way. I mean, well, maybe you can. I don't know. I think
it was just floating around. Like, yeah. I think they just threw it up in the air and been like, hey, we hope you float that way. Like, gosh.
It's such a weird thing, though. If you followed any of the politics, we were supposed to meet with China, and then we called the meeting off and all that stuff.
Because, and, like, there was a balloon.
And the people think, like, well, not people, but, like, well, people are speculating, like, the Chinese government didn't know this balloon was going, not the people that should know, and, like, maybe it was a private thing, and so all kinds of crazy, weird stuff. And also,
if this there was balloon comparisons fell from, too, like, yeah, why would we worry about this balloon when everybody uses TikTok?
But also, like, if this balloon is 11 miles and it's 60,000 feet or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it just fell to the earth. Like, how do you recover anything? Isn't it just a giant, like, crushed up?
It fell in the water.
Yeah, but if you fall in water, it's like falling on cement.
Yeah. I think that's maybe why they kind of... Maybe they were hoping the balloon would tear and act like a little parachute on the way down.
And that's the argument they said for not shooting it down, because they didn't want it to, like, cause all this destruction on the ground, which...
Right, right.
I don't know.
It's interesting. How many balloons do you think we have flying over China all the time?
I don't know. And then, of course, you know, then the next thing is, well, there was at least three balloons that flew over on Trump's watch. And you're like, oh, right. Geez, really? Great. Things I didn't need to know. Like, is it just like spraying COVID over everything, just dropping COVID over us? Is it the
well, what are they? Yeah, what are they?
COVID-23?
They're looking at stuff, but what are they finding is the question. They wouldn't need to spray it from a balloon. They can just get on an airplane. That's not a.
Yeah,
that's
but
the stupid that, part.
That's less. That's, I don't know. It's less fun to think about that way.
I think the only purpose for flying a balloon around is to look at stuff from above.
But then the argument is, like, that balloon sucks compared to satellites. Like, why?
No, because satellites,
I don't know.
Satellites won't be as high resolution.
Why not?
Well, they'll find out because there's a lot of stuff in the way.
Yeah, but you can put way more powerful cameras and stuff, can't you? Well, I don't know. I guess not.
And what, do they have the satellites flying around? Because they have to be in, I don't know. That's a
geosynchronous orbit.
They don't have to be in geosynchronous orbit.
Does China have, look, only all I had to type was DOES space China space HA, and it fills out spy satellites.
I mean, all the what are the Elon Musk satellites? The Neuralink ones? No.
Starlink.
The Starlink satellites could have little cameras on them. They're flying around.
Oh, absolutely. Low. You kidding me? Their space intelligence constellations have grown in number and improved dramatically in collection capabilities over the last 20 years. China launched another 4 modern spy satellites last year. Yeah, I mean, this whole article is about Chinese spy balloons. And so, yeah, obviously people are searching and searching. And so it's like, well, okay. Right. It's still
so wild the balloon. To me, I mean, yeah. To me, it feels like the balloon is just kind of like a one-off. It even seems it's maybe the government did it, but it was some little rogue agency that's like, hey, let's send a balloon. Or some college kid doing an experiment or something. I don't know.
Oh, but man.
It's a big deal. Like, what do you think they were doing? It had like, it looked like it had some solar panels on it or something and some cameras. So they're taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Still very weird. Balloons, drama. And imagine, like, the whole thing's so funny. Like, the guy's like, I thought it was a moon. And then I realized it wasn't a moon. And then it was, I don't know. Then they just took pictures. A lot of funny memes about rednecks trying to shoot it down with different things. Which is,
did they, though?
No, because 60,000 feet in the air. They probably did. Yeah. what do you want me to say? Oh man, I don't know.
Be interesting.
Yeah. All right, cue the music.
Thank you for listening to our show. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at dads@dadsbeingdads.com. We're on Facebook too, /dadsbeingdadspodcast. All 4 words, all jammed together. Or search Dads Being Dads Podcast. You can find us. Throw us a like and some comments. And of course, iTunes. Send us a review and some sweet, sweet stars. Twitter too, but we'll have to get back on that. But you can find us.